Let's go now to Lebanon, where we're learning about the political and economic state of the country after that massive explosion last week killed more than 200 people there. Protesters in Beirut argue the tragedy is just the latest example of government corruption and negligence, and they're demanding major changes. Sasha Fahmy is a doctor who's part of the group The Shakeup, formed to respond to people's needs after the explosion, and she's also attended some of the demonstrations. She joins us on Skype from Beirut. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Sasha, we've been hearing a lot about how difficult life is there, how difficult it has been for a very long time. One example, people are unable to get their basic needs met. You give an example of people not being able to get money out of their bank accounts. You're experiencing this firsthand. How bad is it?
It's terrible. And I have to say, I am incredibly lucky because I am both Lebanese and American. I live between New York City and Beirut. We now effectively cannot withdraw any of our money from the bank. A friend of mine just yesterday was told he had to wait 5 days to withdraw from his bank account, even in Lebanese pounds. And this is something that is unprecedented because people have lost their life savings. And at the same time that this was happening, billions of dollars have been taken outside of the country by owners of banks and by the politicians themselves, which is just fueling the fire, if you will. People are enraged. And I think much of this rage comes from the economic despair here.
I want to ask you more about your experience when that explosion happened last week. Where were you?
So I was in my apartment. I was standing in my kitchen and suddenly felt the room begin to shake. And I was on the phone at the time with my partner, and we both assumed it was an earthquake. So I ran to the doorway. And as I did that, there was the second explosion and all of my windows and doors shattered. And our first gut response was, this is an attack. Because in Beirut, when something like this happens, you assume it's war. And we were both sort of stunned for a second and thought, okay, we need to get underground somehow. Where can we go? And truly, those first 15 to 20 minutes were the most terrifying of my life because we didn't know when the next attack would come. The first thing I did was call my mother in New York City to tell her that I love her. And the second was to look for my kitten, which still, a week later, is not coming out from under the bed because he's so traumatized. But all things considered, I had a much, much, much smoother, sort of easy experience because so many people, over 300,000 people, are displaced from their homes. I mean, there are entire neighborhoods of our city that are completely demolished.
You've been a big part of the protests there. You were actually tear gassed during one of the protests.
I don't consider myself to be an organizer or anything of the sort, but I am present at the protests because I feel like it is my obligation to do so. And yes, this past Saturday, I was in Martyr Square along with tens of thousands of other Lebanese people and non-Lebanese people as well, who were protesting against the government's corruption in the wake of the explosion. And really, almost immediately upon our arrival, which was in the late afternoon around 4 p.m., we started to be hit by just indiscriminate tear gas canisters. And the figures are something like 768, I believe, people were injured, and 153 of them had to be transported to hospitals. I myself was treating people who had tear gas injuries on the ground. So it was a really terrifying show of force, and particularly just devastating given the events of the past week.
You're also a doctor, and like the rest of the world, Lebanon is dealing with the coronavirus in addition to the thousands of people who have been injured from this explosion. Are you overwhelmed?
The hospital systems here are completely overwhelmed. In the wake of the explosion, things have gotten far worse. Every day, cases are going up, and we simply do not have the infrastructure to care for people. I am really disheartened and terrified by what will happen here.
Sasha, what's next? What's next for you? What's next for the protesters?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I have an obligation to be here. My parents emigrated to the States many years ago and made tremendous sacrifices in order for me to you know, go to medical school and become a physician. And now I feel like I have an obligation to my fellow countrymen and women here in order to do what I can to make Lebanon a better and more equitable place.
That's Sasha Fahmeh. She's a doctor there and part of the group, The Shake Up, in Lebanon. Sasha, thank you so much for this.
Thank you.